Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
BJ and Jamie.
Here we go, the BJ Jamie Morning Show, live and direct from the KALC studios, right here in Denver, Colorado. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. Good morning, everybody, and welcome to a Monday, the last week of July, by the way.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah, it's over.
It is crazy to think we're already in August. My girlfriend was telling me, and I forget because my kid goes back to school so late, but y'all are getting ready to go to school.
I think on the 6th.
Yeah.
I think next week.
Wow.
You better get it together, folks.
You better make your summer happen right now.
Yeah, you better roll with it this week. Holy this crap. Is it. I think some of the schools actually are on the 6th.
Yeah.
I think. All right, well, I know they're on the horizon, so you're back to school. I'll be glad when Frog's back to school.
Oh, you will?
I'm ready for it, yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, I know, but that's just the way life is, Jamie. Sometimes kids make you crazy, just a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, how was your weekend?
See, it's so funny you say that, because my I think it's when you have, like, when you've raised maybe more than one, or you have more than one, because I never wanted my kid to have a snow day. I mean, I always wanted him to have snow days, and I can remember my girlfriend who has three kids like, oh God, a snow day. And I would be like, it's so exciting, isn't it? And she's like, no, it's the worst thought ever. Three kids in a snow day.
Yeah, that's exactly how we feel about summer, too. Only that's 3 months of snow days.
Oh, my God. Oh. Well, I mean, for me, it was a little bit hard in the summer because I had a nanny, you know, until like 10:30. And then I'd have them the whole day or whatever. But I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Yeah, I did. But you just hate your kid, I guess.
Well, you want to pick up Frog today from camp?
I would totally do that.
Yeah, you're
he's
in.
Not, he's not for the rest with of the you. Week. He's in camp.
He's in camp this week. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He's in camp every week.
Oh, my God. You know what? It's so funny. Because one of the camps that you were talking about was the ninja camp.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a teenager from Broomfield, and she's 17, and she's on American Ninja Warrior, and I happened to catch her last night. She's like in the semifinals.
No kidding.
Wow. She's so good.
Did she learn over here again?
I don't know.
There's some promise here.
There's so many Ninja Warrior camps here.
Seriously.
Oh, my God.
And the gyms.
Yeah.
There's gyms all over the place,
For that.
Yep.
Who knew it would become a thing?
Yeah.
Is that a new shirt?
It's a little chaotic over at this ninja gym, though, that he goes to.
Oh, it is?
It's not real structured.
Oh, it's you know? Not.
They're not training them for American Ninja Warrior.
No, they're not.
No.
They just seem to be running around.
They just try to make it to pizza for midday, you know, without anybody getting hurt. That's all they care. They really don't train anybody.
When did you get the new shirt? It's a new shirt.
It's got a few stains on
it. I've never seen it.
I don't think I've seen it either.
No.
I've had it.
I've never seen it. This is a new collection.
I might have had it maybe 8 months or
Whoa,
so.
Whoa, it's very nice.
Yeah. I got crap on it already.
Well, that's a shame.
Yeah.
That's a nice shirt.
Thank you, Jamie. <You're welcome. laughs> I like to wear a good shirt every month or so.
Every Monday you have a nice shirt.
Not every Monday, just every month.
Oh, I thought you were making
once a month. No, not going to happen. What do you think is going to happen with the press conference today with Deion Sanders?
Yeah, I don't know.
I got a little bit of an insight on it.
Just in case you didn't know this, Deion Sanders hasn't talked about his health issues, but today at Anschutz, he and his team, his quote-unquote medical team, are actually going to open up and tell us everything's going on, I guess.
Yeah, and they're saying that there's speculation that, you know, I mean, it's everywhere. It's the internet. You know how it works.
Yep.
Some, you know, are saying that, hey, this is it. He may have to resign. Can't make it through the season. Others are saying that he'll be fine. I do have a little bit of insight on it, though, because a buddy of mine hung out with Deion last week down in Tampa.
Wow.
Yeah, and they were together for several hours, and he says Deion's fine, that he's gotten through the worst part and that he's looking forward to the season, and it's gung-ho. So it's going to be a very positive.
Oh, good.
In that regards.
That'd be great.
So we'll see
true.
What happens today.
Yeah, it's at 11 our
I think
time?
11.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right. So who knows?
Yeah, here in town.
I don't know what's going on. I know he had a couple of toes amputated. He had some blood clot issues. He told somebody, I forgot, like when I'm on a podcast, that he's not full. He's not 100% yet. He's doing okay, but he's not 100% yet.
Yeah.
So who knows?
Yep.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I think he's going to be okay. Who knows? I mean, you're right, Jamie. It could take a turn in another direction. Hopefully it doesn't. But who knows? Who knows?
Well,
we'll find out later on today.
You know your conspiracy theory just on the down low, which is he's going to use it to go to the pros.
Yeah.
Could.
Yeah. Excuse
to
get out of his contract.
He could.
Yeah,
he could
was,
bail.
That was BJ's conspiracy on the down low.
Yeah, you use that, you get out of your coaching duties with your contract, and then next thing you know, 2 months later, you're feeling fine, man.
Yeah.
I feel great.
Yeah.
I'd like to get back into football. Uh-huh. Boom! All of a sudden, you're in Dallas.
Yeah.
You're coaching the Cowboys.
Yeah. So
that's
knows?
Pretty cool.
Who knows?
Not a bad theory. All right, quick break here. BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Just getting started on a Monday. Welcome to the program.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show here on a Monday. Going to be hot again today, but here's the good news. Down to the low 80s after today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's nice.
So it's going to plummet. Today, 95 or so, but then tomorrow, 85, then just 80. One day may not even hit 70.
It was so hot over the weekend that a bunch of fires popped up. We still have two really big fires. One, I think, in Telluride, and one I cannot remember, but one popped up on right up there. What's where the lady Cabrina or whatever her name is?
Lookout Evergreen?
Mountain.
Yeah.
Lookout Mountain. Yeah, there was one there, and then there was one last night in Douglas County in Sedalia. Yeah, so it's been nuts.
It's been crispy.
It has
very crispy out there. So be careful today. Again, 95. Then it cools off just a little bit. All right, over the weekend, Fantastic Four. Man, did that thing kick butt or what? Over $200 million over the weekend at the box office.
That's a lot of money.
Crazy.
It is crazy.
Then I come in this morning, Jamie, and Carson doesn't really have that great of reviews for Happy Gilmore.
Well, somebody put it perfect. They said it's stupid, but it's cheesy, it's predictable, and it's everything that it's supposed to be.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with that, too. I gave like a 7.5, I really did. I mean, the cameos, you can't go wrong with the cameos. They just did something in the first 5 minutes that really let me down. I wasn't expecting it, and it was kind of let down to me anyway. But, I mean, overall, I thought it was pretty good. It is, you can't beat the first one. That's just all time.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it is
it's
what
tough.
It is. Yeah.
Sequels are tough,
I mean,
right?
I expected to be stupid and silly, but the Eminem cameo was hilarious, too.
It was good.
So, my kid, here's his review. They all watched it together, he and a bunch of his friends. He's like, oh, my God, Happy Gilmore is hilarious. John Daly, Post Malone, Scottie Scheffler, Travis Kelce, all are in it. And Eminem, too. It is hilarious.
Yeah.
So, that's his.
I think it's exactly what everybody expected, right?
Yeah.
It's just a goofy movie to have fun with.
It's just stupid.
My wife had it on in the upper room, and I heard her listening to it and laughing, so she obviously liked it. I'm meanwhile trying to fix a sink, Jamie, and I made things much, much worse than what they should have been.
Oh, no.
You should see this mess.
What are you doing?
First of all, underneath your sink, that is the most disgusting place in the world, okay? First of all. And then you got all these chemicals and all this stuff, so I've moved it all out into the floor. I'm trying to fix a sprayer. A spray that's gone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And I can't find the part. I've gone everywhere for a part. Can't find the part. And then when I did find a part that I was trying to make work, I broke the rest of them. Oh. And you know my wife.
Don't you hate that?
Then you got your wife standing over you saying, you should have just called somebody. I told you. She did. She goes, she's got her hand on her hips like this.
Yeah.
And she's going, I tried to tell you.
Just call
somebody.
You just
need to call somebody.
All the judgment.
You cannot do this. You need to call. I felt this big.
Yeah,
I'm like, that's when you get to the point of, oh, I'm going to make this work. You wait and see. I'm tackling it again today.
Oh,
I'm not calling anybody.
No. Oh, it's
I'm going
still not
back
done.
In. I'm going back in head first after the show. I'm going in.
I can fix a sprayer.
No.
I can do it.
Right now, it's a grudge match between me and her. Okay.
All right, yeah.
I've got to get this sprayer done, and I'm going to get it done today, or I'll be up all night long.
Okay. So after you fix it, right, then take a clear rubber band and put it over the pushy part, right, and then have your wife. Go, hey, do you think the sprayer is working right? She'll turn it on and she'll get sprayed in the face. It'll be perfect. It'll be a perfect end to that.
Yeah, you'll really show her.
Yeah.
I'm a fiasco. I swear. When I try to do the do-it-yourself thing, I screw up everything. Everything gets destroyed.
Well, the oven off on your rims was kind of...
Oh, yeah, God.
You should have known that was going to go bad.
I feel like I've gotten taken on the rims, too, because they were supposed to arrive last Thursday. I haven't seen crap.
Oh, you haven't?
No.
Have you tracked them?
I paid $1,000 for some new rims.
Oh,
yeah. $250 each.
Have you called anybody, or do you know even where you ordered them
yes,
from?
Yes, I've got where I ordered them from. It's just they don't really have a phone number you can call.
Oh.
It's all email. And so I ordered these things like 2 weeks ago when I put the Easy Off oven stuff on there, and it ruined my wheels. I came up with this bright idea. I called it a BJ hack, and boy, did I hack it up. All right. It was terrible. So I ordered these new wheels, and they were supposed to be here last Thursday. I haven't heard a word from them.
Ooh.
Not a word.
It's not good.
Yeah, you know what, though? It's funny that you say that because I have a girlfriend that's trying to buy a kitten, right? And she sent me the link and showed me the picture of the kitten. And I went on that link and I go, dude, I don't know about this.
She's buying a kitten?
Yeah. And I don't know about
it. Sketchy website?
It seems really sketchy.
Is it, like Cats R Us or something? I mean, website?
I can look.
I've never heard of a website that sells. I mean, you can go to the Humane Society, obviously, or you could have, you know, Craigslist.
Oh, there's tons of them. There's tons
but
of
I didn't know that
for
you
puppies
had,
and kittens. Yeah. But I told her, I said, there's so many.
I didn't know that.
But they're fake.
Oh.
Yeah, they're like, I feel like I'm worried that she's going to get taken. I don't know if I want to say the name of it in case they're legit or whatever. But I just said, hey, you got to be, let's see here, blah, blah, blah.
What did she order, a kitten? Does it come by mail? How the hell you get your kitten?
Yeah, I think you fly there and you pick it up.
Yeah, you pick it up and then.
And
really?
Then you bring it in the carrier. Yeah. Yeah, that's what I think. It's a cute, it's cute. I said, is it a Himalayan? And she said, no, it's a rag doll. Super cute. But I was like, I don't know. You got to be careful there, girl.
Wow.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Here, I'll show you this.
I didn't know you could go on a website.
Available rag dogs, kittens for sale. And look, and they have all of these kittens and their names and when they're available. That's the one supposedly she's getting.
I don't know, Jamie. That looks a little shyster to me.
Doesn't it? And down here, it's like, can we talk live to you about anything you need?
Well, it doesn't look professional. It just looks like somebody cut and paste all that.
I'm just telling her. She goes, oh, no, do you think I'm getting like, and I said, I'll look it up on Google and see what the reviews are, but I didn't have time. But yeah.
I didn't know you could order a cat.
And a dogs. You can get dogs too.
There are a ton of scams when it comes to pets.
Right?
Or anything like that.
They're so scammy.
Yeah. Well, I know you can find breeders, obviously. There's many ways to go about it. But I had no idea that there are people that specialize with a website that you can come and pick up an animal at.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
But some of them are, and so be
careful.
Yeah,
these scammers.
And apparently your rims are with this kitten.
What if I end up getting the kitten, she gets the rims?
Right.
Same company running tires and cats on the side, right?
Yeah.
All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We'll get to tabloid trash coming up next here in the program. Stand by. Happy.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Monday.
Hollywood News and Gossip. Without the Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Sorry.
Oh, a good friend of ours said to tell you hi. Who's Skip.
Skippy!
Old Skip.
I
he
love
said,
Skippy.
You tell that Jamie White I love her to death.
I love Skippy.
I'd marry her if I weren't married.
Skippy created Jamie.
Did he?
Yep, he sure did.
Yeah, good old Skippy.
Yep.
Saw Skippy yesterday. We played golf together over at Inverness.
How'd you play?
I did okay. I shot at 90.
A 90?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
90, that's
pretty good.
That's average for me, right?
Pretty good.
That's a hard course. But he did real well. Skippy was good.
Yeah. We're golfing. You know what? It's funny. Yeah, we're golfing today. My kid and I are golfing today.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, we're just going to go over. I think it's that Happy Gilmore craze.
Yeah, I think so. No, I think you're right.
Right? It's like when you watch the, what's the French thing, the bicycle race,
Tour
right?
Tour de France.
Tour de France, yeah. And then all of a sudden we see all these people on their bikes.
You're dead on. You know why? Because I would have shot better than a 90 yesterday if I hadn't used a hockey stick.
Exactly. See? Right there. Somebody, the comments, I was reading some of the comments about different things, and somebody's like, all that show does, us, our show, is just laugh at their own jokes.
Well, if we don't laugh, nobody else
exactly.
will.
Exactly.
I was like,
you gotta be there for ourselves.
No, but I was thinking about how many times I've told the pecker joke.
Yeah.
And I just laugh.
There's some classics, and you gotta use them.
You gotta use it. The molasses. I mean, come on. Those were just great, right? They're great jokes. Okay, anyway. I'm really vested in this girl. She's lost right now. She was supposed to be back down from the Twin Lakes 14er hike, and I posted it. If you want to go and find out a little bit of information, but I know that they got search and rescue, and I'm trying to find updates about it. But as of now, she was supposed to show up somewhere, and she has the Garmin, and she has her cell phone, and I don't know. They can't find her, and they shouldn't be dead because the Garmin lasts forever. And I bring this up because did you see that New York executive? That there's a challenge in Wyoming where they try to pretend like this one peak is Mount Everest, right? So what they do is they go up and down. They go up and down this Wyoming peak 6 times, and that's the same amount of climbing that it takes to get to Everest, you know, because this peak is small, right?
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, he was in great shape. He went up it 6 times. He came down and then just passed out and died. And they said because it was electrolyte imbalance, it caused his heart attack. Is that insane?
An imbalance.
I've never even heard of that.
No.
You know, I mean, you don't think about electrolyte. Because I always think like electrolytes, you know, like you need more of those. And you're like, yeah, whatever. But I guess he did.
Like maybe he had too much Gatorade or...
No, I don't think he had enough.
Oh.
I'm thinking they're saying it was electrolyte.
I thought maybe he overdid it or something.
No, it said electrolyte imbalance. I don't know. And it caused his heart attack.
Wow.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. All right. Despite rumors, Phil Collins is not in hospice.
What?
That's what they're saying.
Wait a minute. How do you make that up? How do you put somebody in hospice and it turns out that they're not in hospice?
Right?
It was everywhere Friday.
I know. It says the legendary singer and drummer was hospitalized for knee surgery.
That's not a good joke.
No, it's not.
Being in hospice is not a good joke.
And obviously, you don't have knee surgery if you're too frail. So he went in for knee surgery. And so he's not in there because he's terminally ill. He's in there for knee surgery. So that was
Hulk Hogan went in for back surgery.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
We saw what happened 2 weeks later.
That's interesting because my dad's girlfriend, she went into for something. And yeah, so.
Well, when you reach a certain age and you get weak.
No, I just realized, wait.
What?
I just realized my friend is going into surgery tomorrow and they're listening to the show.
Yeah.
Good luck.
Yeah.
I'm like, could our timing be real? Hopefully he's not listening. Holy crap. Just kidding. Everything's fine. By the way, millions and millions of people have surgery every single day. Well, I don't know millions, but a lot of people have surgery every single day and they're just fine. Okay, moving on. Did you guys see Beyonce with the girls?
I did. Is that crazy?
That was crazy.
They're back together again. Oh.
It was her last show, I think, of the tour, right?
Yeah.
Vegas. And so she brought out, I feel bad for those two girls.
Yeah. I don't know the Williams girl. The other one I've heard of.
Yeah.
But I don't know the Williams girl.
Well, they both were kind of kicked to the curb by her.
They were.
Yeah. Kind of like NSYNC, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wasn't that Justin Timberlake?
Yep. Yeah. I think it happens with every band, though. Whenever they break up, you got that one that turns out to be the real talent.
Yep. And so it was nice of her to put it on there, you know, for her last song. And they all got jiggy with it, if you will. But but it's kind of like I feel like she's using them, okay?
It sounds like it feels like a pity cameo.
It does. Yeah. And like she's using them. So everybody's like, oh, my God. And, you know, it's like.
I'll bet you she didn't pay him.
That's what I was thinking.
You know what I'm thinking?
Yeah. Because I was watching like Fixer Upper or one of those shows or whatever. And the one girl, the one Beyonce member, her budget to buy a house or whatever was only 1.5.
Yeah.
I thought, oh my God, Beyonce's, her budget's like 200 million for a house.
Yeah. You know, she called him up and said, hey, girls, I'm going to do you a favor. Okay. I'm going to let you on stage for one song, finale, last show in Vegas. That's it. It's all you're getting.
Yeah.
And they said, okay.
Thank you, Beyonce.
Anything to be back on stage with you.
Thank you, Beyonce.
Bae.
Somebody said I'm getting surgery tomorrow. Thanks a lot.
Well, we hope it goes well.
We're praying for you. By the way, speaking of Justin Timberlake, and Schmidl, maybe you can find some audio for me, but people are complaining about his tour. It was all over the internet.
Doesn't he keep stopping?
No, he makes everybody sing. He just doesn't even sing.
Oh, I saw a report on one where he just quit singing.
Well, that's the same thing. We're saying the same thing. He puts down his microphone and has everybody sing the song.
Yeah.
Oh.
He just, can you imagine you're a singer and you're like, call me a river, puts down microphone.
Yeah.
And then
it's like,
has everybody sing the song.
You know what? I don't feel like singing right now, so I'm just going to take a break.
Yeah.
You guys,
and everybody's posting different locations and they're all showing him. And sure enough, the guy's not singing at all. And they're like, what are you doing? And then his dance moves, he's just kind of
his dance moves are terrible.
They're like, it's not only dad, it's like grandpa moves.
Yeah, he has no rhythm whatsoever.
Yeah.
Well, he's getting older, folks.
Yeah.
He's no longer the young JT.
He used to dance like Michael Jackson. He had those crazy moves.
Can I hear that? Or, I mean, we don't know if she's going to cuss, so be careful.
What? The festival in Romania. And since then, video after video of him performing in Europe is coming out. And one of the things that she said was that he was only singing like a fifth of his songs. And what's so egregious is that if you just Google Justin Timberlake performing right now, you will see that he literally takes the microphone, puts it down on stage, and then like dances around while he motions for the audience to sing. And it makes me think of a few things. First of all, I thought DC Beat Yo Feet was his worst performance of the last decade, but it's a real hold my beer moment. The lesson
anyway,
here for
so,
me.
Yeah, so everybody's complaining about it's. People are like wondering if he's drinking. They're wondering if he's sick or what, because it's not the Justin Timberlake like that we've all known and loved.
Is he coming here?
I have no
idea. Are we
idea.
A part of the tour?
I don't know. You should go because it's like karaoke night.
Yeah. I'd like to go. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a good singer.
It looks like he's already been here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
Okay, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
I can't believe that. Yeah. I've missed my chance,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
folks,
yeah.
You're not going to believe this, but the BJ and Jamie Morning Show has made it in life. We are now.
Well, wait, take me out of this, because this seems to be your, this is how you started on Friday.
Yeah.
You're like, BJ has made it.
BJ's made it.
Yeah. Yeah. This is more
my
your
mama
thing.
Would be proud if she were alive, but she's not. But if she were, she'd be very proud. I know my aunts and uncles are, but I'm now on
ankle?
A. My ankles are very happy too. We're on a tote bag.
Yeah.
We are on a grocery tote bag, man.
Yeah.
The BJ and Jamie Morning Show.
You
That's
guys,
huge.
You have never huge. Seen. BJ is so excited about this.
I've made it.
He never even posts on Facebook, and he posted about it.
Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it.
I almost had a heart attack. Yeah. He's never on social media, never bothers to post. Nothing like that.
I post once every 6 months.
And then
but you bring out a tote bag, I'm on it.
He finally posts, and it's about him being on a tote bag, and I'm like, we'll take it.
That's all we got, Jamie. That's all we got around here.
He's so excited.
Sometimes you got to be proud of the small victories.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We have tote bags, and we're going to give some away.
Yep, we sure are. With BJ's name on it.
Yeah, and you'll be able to come here to the studio and pick up your $10 prize, okay?
Oh, $10 is high.
Yeah. I'm going to say $5 a bag.
No, I think they're $2.99.
Not for BJ and Jamie. Premium. There's a premium.
Oh, there's premium. Oh,
premium bags.
What makes these better than the ones you buy at the grocery store?
Got my name on it. I gave the four I took from here on Friday.
Yeah.
I gave them to Lugnut Paul next door.
Yeah.
Dude, he was so excited over the bag. He was just going crazy. I'm like, Paul, it's only a grocery bag.
Okay, I'm not playing topper, but here I go. Everybody at Bud's asked me if they could have one.
That's crazy. Yeah, like everyone wants these bags.
I know. And then I was thinking, so then I started getting creative, right?
Yeah,
in my
yeah,
head.
Yeah.
Okay, so a long time ago, we did a thing called the Ticket Bunny. Right, and it was just this big. It was funny because it was based off of Chuck E. Cheese and all that. So this gigantic stinky bunny with a head on it would go and give prizes. I'm thinking, like this stinky bunny, right? The bag bunny shows up at grocery stores, and if you're carrying one, you get tickets.
Jamie,
ooh, I like it.
I met with him Friday.
The stinky
back in
bunny?
The sales department.
Oh, I thought you meant the stinky bunny.
No, to show up at grocery stores, in front of grocery stores. Yeah, I've got Powerball Pete all over there.
Nice.
We think we're going to get a big one on this, but it's going to be him. All right, here's the deal. We'll give away some of the bags next.
Very nice.
Pretty crazy, huh?
It is crazy.
Pretty crazy. Yeah. Got my name on.
Yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.